You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. All right, it's another great day in Birmingham, the New Birmingham. We're bringing all the fresh talent in the month of February in the musicians' world. Today we have Scott Bragan with us from Hurl Yeah. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Scott Squared here in the studio, right?
Hey, Scott.
It's pretty awesome. You know, you guys, I'm really excited to have you, not only because of the good things y'all are doing music-wise, but, you know, you're the person that created our logo. So you've got so many talents that a lot of people wouldn't know because you're kind of quiet. So you designed our logo, Vulcan Has a Fade. It was amazing to me because I sent you a picture of Vulcan and some fade haircuts because it's about New Birmingham. So it was a symbol of New Birmingham. And within, it seemed like days, you had created this awesome logo.
It was surprisingly hard to find a decent picture of Vulcan's face.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a picture up close because he's so far in the sky. But we do appreciate you being here, definitely. We'll find out a little more about you here in a few minutes, but yeah. I did want to talk about you guys' group, right? Mm-hmm. So the name of your group is Hurl Yeah. You guys are kind of a punk alternative type band. I know that you guys do some of the 90s music like Green Day, Veruca Salt, The mm-hmm. Smiths, Metallica. Now, you guys started in 2010, correct?
Yeah, it originally started between our current lead singer, Kaylee Drake, who is one of the original members, and then the original bassist, Brittany Reese. And the name kind of came about as just sort of a joke, just like Hurl Yeah kind of sounds like Hell Yeah. So there's really not, you know, that, you know, a deep meaning behind the name, but it's just kind of a pun, I guess.
Yeah, it's very catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the name. I mean, anytime you see that, it draws your attention, and as an artist, that's what you want, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about the members that are currently in the band. Who are they?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, Kaylee Drake, she's our lead singer and rhythm guitar player, and she also does most of the songwriting. There's also myself. I play the drums, lead drums. And Kevin Peek, he actually used to do recordings for us back with our original lineup, and now he's joined on as our bassist. And then we have Christian Cottle, who plays lead guitar. And okay. So we're pretty much a classic, you know, pop punk alternative four piece.
Excellent. So just to give our listeners a little bit of an idea about the music you play, what are two or three songs that y'all cover?
We have a few covers right now. My personal favorite is You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Okay. Love that.
So I really love that one. We also play, you know, a few Green Day covers and some Weezer songs.
Cool.
So a lot of really good 90s stuff.
Very good. And we've been posting one of your new original songs. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about that.
So that is Key Lime Pie. And the song is not about Key Lime Pie at all.
But it sounds so good.
Yeah.
No, tell us about it.
Yeah. So that is actually one of the first songs that Kaylee wrote for the band way back in 2009, 2010.
Cool.
Yep.
Very good. We posted that, and we'll post it some more to get the sound out there. So before we go more into the music, and I'll tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you have some hobbies that our listeners would be interested in?
I do have some hobbies. I guess you could say I'm something of an amateur artist, since you mentioned I did the logo earlier.
I wouldn't say amateur. You're really good.
But thank you.
Yeah. So you do art.
I do that. I do, you know, some skydiving once in a while. So.
Skydiving, meaning jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
Right? Is that something you just started, or?
I've been doing it for maybe about 5 years. I was out of it for a couple of years, and then I recently got back into it. I bought my own parachute and all that stuff. So.
Wow.
I own all my own gear and do it all myself. Pack my own parachute. So, you know, it's nice to know that I know what I'm doing there. So.
Well, I need to get your autograph now, so when that day comes and you're not around anymore.
Right. Yeah. They're actually, back in September of 2016, I had a little bit of an accident, and I hurt my foot doing that.
Wow.
And we had a show. It was 1 or 2 weeks after that, and I was still walking around with a boot on my right foot, which is my bass drum foot. So that one's kind of important. And so for the show, I couldn't fit my foot into a normal shoe, so I had to bring a slipper with me and play that way. Which
how many jumps have you done?
114.
114. Wow, that's just amazing.
Only one accident.
That's pretty impressive, really. You know, this is about New Birmingham. Our podcast is about the exciting things that's going on in Birmingham and people like yourselves and your group that have good things going on. What are some of your favorite places here in Birmingham, or what do you like to do?
I personally really like Avondale and all the things that are up and coming there. Southside also has a lot of really good stuff there. But, you know, we play a lot of shows around Avondale. The breweries over there, the firehouse, disco. So we really like that area.
Okay. Very good. So that kind of leads into you guys as a band. What are some places? I know y'all have played all over, but locally, what are some of the places you guys have played?
We've played the Spring Street Firehouse a lot. That's over on 41st Street in Avondale. And that's one of my favorite venues because the crowd there tends to be really energetic and fun. And we kind of, you know, we kind of go off of their energy, and that's a really, really fun place to play. We have also played a couple of breweries. We played Ghost Train recently. We've played Trim Tab, and we're going to play there again on the 11th. So we play around Avondale a good bit, and we've also played around Southside, so Marty's, places like that.
I saw you guys at Trim Tab recently, and, I mean, it was just a great show. I really wanted to see you guys. I know y'all played at the Syndicate Lounge opening for the Burning Peppermints.
Yeah.
And I was wanting so bad to go see that, but didn't get to. Did that show go pretty well?
That was a really great show. I like the Syndicate Lounge a lot, too. We're also playing there pretty soon again.
Okay, excellent.
So we have a few things lined up.
Just to know a little bit more about you, how did you get started in music?
I started in the school band when I was 12, so I've been playing drums for a good while. So I started there. I got my first drum set when I was 14. That's still the drum set that I use today. So it's a 16-year-old kit.
Cool.
And so I took pretty good care of it, I guess, because it's still here.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So all your band members, how did you all get together?
So I met, I guess Kaylee was the first one that I met. Our original guitar player, Josh, kind of put us all together back in 2010. So that's how I met Kaylee. And then Kevin, our bassist, did our original recordings. And then they recently found Christian, our lead guitar player. Just kind of gradually all came together.
Well, that sounds good. So when someone goes to one of y'all shows, what can they expect to see? Is it low-key? Is it energy? Tell us a little bit about the experience.
It is not low-key.
It's not low-key.
It's very loud and very energetic. I would recommend to bring earplugs, but I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it's loud, and we like to have a lot of fun, and we just try to really bring the energy in.
Yeah.
That's something especially our lead guitar player, Christian, does. He's always jumping around on stage, and I kind of wish I had a little bit more of that inside me. But
yeah, it'd be hard for you jumping off the drums, right?
Yeah, can't really jump around.
So you guys have a new upcoming recording, Deep Dish, right?
Deep Dish, yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I said that correctly. So tell us a little bit about the process of putting that together.
So Kevin, our bass player, does all the recordings. He has all the equipment and all the knowledge to do that himself, so we got really lucky there. So we're doing, we don't have to pay hundreds of dollars, for a studio and go in there and spend our time and money recording there. We actually recorded all the drum tracks in a storage unit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was also our practice space until we got a house together.
I bet that creates a unique sound.
Yeah. But that was actually a lot of fun. So basically our setup was the drums set up inside the storage unit, and we would just close the door. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin had a desk set up outside the storage unit with all his equipment and computer on there. So.
Wow.
But it worked out really well, and he did a really good job with the sound quality. And so we've actually got one song completely finished, and that's Key Lime Pie, which is on our Bandcamp page and also on Facebook. But we're working on recording the rest of the members' parts to the other songs, and we're going to hopefully put out our Deep Dish album this spring.
This spring?
Mm-hmm.
Are you shooting or targeting for a certain amount of songs, or...? Is it going to be more like an EP or a full length?
We're going to have about 10 songs.
Okay, so full length. Well, I know you guys have a lot of shows coming up around. Is there a particular one that you're excited about?
Yeah, we have one coming up on the 11th, so that's 2 weeks from today, so February 11th, and that's going to be at Trim Tab Brewery, the first place that you saw us.
Okay.
And that's going to be hosted by Tragic City Rollers, and it's a benefit for Girls Rock Birmingham. So that's
Girls
gonna be really
Rock
fun.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, we've played at Trim Tab before, and that's a really, really fun, interesting place to play. And then after that, we're playing Valentine's Day at Syndicate Lounge. So that one, I'm sure, is going to be really fun, too.
Okay. Well, very good. So people or our listeners that want to find out more about Hurl Yeah, how can they do that? Where can they go?
Most of our presence is on Facebook. So if you just search for Hurl Yeah on Facebook, we're there. We also have a Bandcamp page, which is hurlyeah.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the majority of our online presence.
Excellent. So Hurl Yeah, just in case our listeners are going to look you up, it's H-U-R-L-Y-E-A-H, right?
Yes. A lot of people think that I'm saying Earl Yeah when I say that, but it is Hurl Yeah with an H.
Very good. Well, we're very thankful to have you here today. You know, like I said, I've seen you guys, and you're very exciting to see. So we wish you and your bandmates a lot of luck.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Scott.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and